This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is exactly 7:16. You are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Shamila. Now, over the weekend, there was a motorcycle convoy from Penang to Putrajaya, comprising of contract hospital cleaners aiming to deliver a memo to the Health Minister, Khairi Jamaluddin.
So this motorcycle convoy was made up of the National Union of Workers in Hospital Support and Allied Services. It's consisted mainly of female workers from the union. And on their journey from Penang to Putrajaya, they visited about 20 hospitals, including Hospital Bukit Mertajam, Hospital Seberang Jaya and Hospital Tapa. Last stop, Hospital Putrajaya, before heading to the Health Ministry. And if you're wondering why they were doing all of this, the aim of this convoy, according to Union President Rozia Mohamed Hashim, was to collect complaint letters from unhappy hospital staff. And in case you're wondering why motorcycles, so they specifically rode on motorcycles to signify their income level, as it's difficult for these workers to even obtain car loans. And she added that 80% of government hospital workers actually use motorcycles to go to work.
So in response to this, right, yesterday the health minister said that he's pledging to find a solution to the problems faced. And this was after receiving that memorandum, right? So if you're wondering what the demands are, they include, firstly, abolishing the contract worker system. Secondly, providing COVID-19 allowance to all government hospital staff. And three, halting intimidation of members involved in worker unions. So around 30 union members were present at the meeting with Khairi to hand over the memorandum. And I think importantly, really, for considering the contributions of this group of people, he acknowledged that the workers, mostly made up of hospital cleaners, were also frontliners in the fight against COVID-19. The union actually has said that they had previously sent 5 memorandums to the health ministry from 2015 onwards. They had, in fact, met with former health minister, Datuk Sri Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad, but no action had been taken. So, I mean, this is pretty new. Hopefully, we see concrete action coming from this, but we also wanted to look at the experience of the whole thing and understand, you know, just hear, I think, really where they're coming from. So for that, we're going to be joined by Sivaranjani Manikam, Secretary of Jaringan Pekerja Kontrak Kerajaan. We'd like to hear from you, though. Share your thoughts with us. What do you think of the story? You know, what needs to be done to ensure better rights for frontliners? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, we're joined now by Jani. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
So you were actually part of the motorcycle convoy that happened over the weekend. I thought you could start us off by telling us about the experience. What was it like?
It was a great journey, I would say. Like, you see that machi cleaners, they wanted to demand, like they're bringing all their issues. Like they're bringing all their issues. They want to meet the minister to hand over the issues and problems to the minister and then to find a solution. They've been fighting in the ground, you know, for long time, and every time when they meet like politicians, the issue is not being solving, and they're going back, and then the issues remain the same, and day by day they're getting more like problems in their unions. So this time they have decided, like, okay, we have a new minister in the government now, and as you all know, like YB Khairi is one of the ministers who concerned about the workers' issue in this country, because last time, if you see, when the entire country, nation was talking about minimum wage issues, the nation should have a minimum wage act, and one of the ministers who supported the cause is like YB Khairi Jamaluddin. And so we thought we should take this opportunity to meet him and then to submit all our problems to him, and there will be some way or hope for this workers' issue. And that was the spirit behind this journey. And we started from the Penang Bukit Mertajam Hospital on the 5th of February, with around 25 to 30 people. We started the journey.
So we did touch on this earlier, but essentially, the reason you rode motorcycles was to signify the income levels and how it is really your mode of transportation to work for most of you. Talk to us about the significance of this.
You see, this cleaners are like low income people. Their salary is like minimum wage level, 1,200. And the only mode of transportation they could afford to buy is the motorbike. And these people, they, if you see their motorbikes, it's like quite old, you know, they were all using like an old cup chai motorbike. And even when we start this journey, we have to spend some money to repair these motorbikes because we were worried that in halfway, because we need to travel like 530 kilometers, in halfway it's going to get repair or something. So we took like some like donations from the public, and then we repaired the motorbike, and then the machi machi get into the motorbike, and then they started the journey. And why motorbike? Why no, not other mode of transportation? Obviously, because this is their day and daily life. This is what they've been using in their daily life. So we want to show their daily life struggle throughout the journey. And even the minister at one point said, this machi machi cleaners came all the way in motorbike to see in Putrajaya to see me. So it is not a big deal for me to come down to the lobby to meet them. So that makes him to also think about it. So that is the significance of like this motorbike journey.
And as we said earlier, part of the journey was, you know, to collect letters along the way from hospitals and workers. But the union members did say that they were met with resistance. Some hospitals barred them from entering premises. Can you tell us what happened here?
Yes, definitely. Because when we, every hospitals, when we go and then to meet the workers to get their complaints and also to like to get their solidarity, and all they want to do is to meet their own members. The cleaners were their union members. And every hospitals, almost every hospital, we had a problems. We were not allowed in by the security guards. And then the hospitals, Pengara, all came down. And then sometimes they said, oh, sorry, you cannot come in. And we were justifying, and we wanted to meet our members to take the complaints. And we wanted to meet the minister to pass on all these complaints to them. And some of the hospitals, they have even informed to their management. And all their supervisors was there. And the workers was not like bravely to come out. You know, they cannot come out because the supervisors was watching them. And while the convoy is already there, the workers didn't come out because they were told not to go out. If they go out to see any of the workers who are on the motorbike, and they will be getting the, they will be getting like taken action, disciplinary action. So this was the thing like they used to threaten the workers, the union members. And even those who were convoying with us, the workers, the cleaners, also had a lot of problems to get, even to get the leave, annual leave, before they come for this program. And many of them couldn't get their leave approved by their employer. That's one of the reasons why, though the union membership is more than 900 members in this union, only like fewer members joined in the convoy.
If we get to the memorandum itself, so it included three demands, right? And one of that is for the abolishment of the contract worker system. Why is this so important? What are the main challenges faced by contract workers?
You see this cleaning work itself. The cleaning work is not like seasonal work. You see, usually the contract, like short-term contracts only will be used for the seasonal works, not for the permanent job. So the systemic problem is why you need to contract out the permanent jobs to the private contractors for the short-term contracts. So this is the fundamental problem that we need to find an answer. And why the government need to do that? And in your premises, why you need to do that? And what happened because of that? And when you contract out this services to the companies, the private companies, and they providing like a 3 years once, 2 years once short-term contracts. And though the workers worked for 20 years in the same hospitals, and every 2 years once, they become a new worker and they lose all the benefits. And every time they become a new worker and everything starts from the zero, and their wages never go up. The wages remain at 1,200. And anytime the new contractor can get you out. If you are too like vocal in the union, if you are very actively involved in the union, and then you are speaking out your rights, then the next contractor will not be remain you in the job. So the job security is another biggest issue. So why we need to get rid of this contract system is because we want to get the job security for these workers. And this is like permanent jobs. This is not merely a seasonal job. So we do not need a contract system for this job.
The minister has said that he's hoping to find a way to solve these problems. Were there concrete steps agreed upon? What else, how else are you planning to hold them accountable for this?
First of all, you see that there's a different approach in this minister. So he didn't dismiss us by saying, oh, this is a labor issue. It's nothing to do with me. So I cannot take responsibility. He didn't say like that. He said, yes, we have contracted out the services to the concessional companies, and yet it is our responsibility to take care of the problems when it comes. So this is the first approach where we see he is willing to take some kind of responsibility over the issue. So that is where we see like there's a way we can do some follow-up to approach to see like the how do we can progress from here for the bigger objective. Though our objective, the main objective is like abolishing the contract system, which will need like a big policy change, which not only YBKI will be able to do it, that will need like a comprehensive and the many people's involvement in the government to achieve that. But with this YBKI's commitment that he was given, a small like demands, like the other day, our cleaners have put up a demand like even now the union, when they want to have a meeting, the union members meeting in the hospital, they don't even have a place. Previously, the previous company, they have allowed them to have the union meeting in the hospital, and they have provided a special room for them for the union meetings. And it is something that doable. And the current like company, which doesn't want to recognize the union, and they do not want to entertain like any like request from the union. This is a small request. You see, definitely YBKI can resolve this issue. You just need to call the hospital Pengara and say, hey, please, when these people comes to you to request for the place to have a meeting, please give them. Let them have the space in the hospital to conduct the meeting, a decent meeting. That's not an issue. After all, they are working in the premises, government premises, and the hospital cleaners. So they have the right to have the meeting in that premise. It's like how the doctors, how the nurses, they can enjoy the premise. This cleaners also should be able to enjoy that infrastructure available in the hospital. So this is something of very small things. Like there's a lot of like small demands the workers have put up to the minister. So we feel like by following up with him on the next step and then have like continuous engagement, we can achieve like all the small demands, like in the journey to go with a big policy change.
Jani, thank you so much for joining us today. That was Sivaranjani Manikam, Secretary of Jaringan Pekerja Kontrak Kerajaan. To listen to the interview with The Bigger Picture on the subject from earlier today, you can search for hashtag Cleaner Juga Frontliner Convoy Why It Matters on bfm.my or download our app.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.